Hello and welcome to Talking Food with Bidfood. My name is Claudia and I'm the new business marketing manager here at Bidfood. Today we are joined by Hayley Dorney, who is going to be talking us through all things mobilisation. Hi Hayley and welcome.
Thanks Claudia.
Are you able just to explain to some of our listeners about your job role and what it is that you do on a day-to-day?
So I am the customer integration manager for Bidfood. So that means when Bidfood wins new business or additional categories, I will follow the steps of our plan to integrate this business into Bidfood as seamlessly as possible into our existing network.
And for anyone who doesn't know, would you mind just explaining what is mobilisation?
So a mobilisation is a project. As a team, we will ensure that we fully understand what our customers' requirements are. We put a plan in place to move that business from its current route to market into the Bidfood network.
I guess there's a bit of a myth around mobilisation and how this can be really stressful and a challenging time for our customers who are joining the business. Can you talk us through what a mobilisation plan would look like? Obviously, take consideration this is bespoke to each of our customers.
So we completely understand that the perception of a mobilisation is that it could be stressful. Our aim as the project team is to work through all of the steps to ensure for the customer there is little or no impact on their service, that the site can continue with what is their business as usual. And we clearly are communicating any changes to the head office level right down to the sites. And some of the key tasks that we will work on to achieve this are agreeing the range with the customer, understanding what the delivery requirements look like, and working through the ordering and invoicing setup process.
And an element of that is obviously EDI integration. Could you talk us through that and the processes behind that?
Yeah, so the EDI part of the process has evolved massively since I first started getting involved in new business. So most customers will now be looking at some kind of digital ordering platform to use in their business. So we've got a dedicated resource that is dependent on the customer's chosen route of ordering. So we have our digital support team, we have our integration team. So depending on their chosen route will depend on which part of the business we will pick up with. If it's an existing integration that's already got links in our systems, then we follow the set plan and timelines that we've been provided by that team. We'll set up the range, we'll set up the accounts so that the sites are ready to place their orders and receive their invoices. If it's the new platform that we'll be looking at integrating, then it does extend the setup time. But again, we've got a clear plan that we follow. We'll work with that chosen supplier to make sure that we've got the links put into our system to ensure that all the data will flow through both ways.
So you've spoken through the mobilisation plan and obviously the EDI integration and that being part of the mobilisation plan. Are you able to tell us a little bit about the communication that is involved during the mobilisation?
Yeah, communication is absolutely the most critical bit of a mobilisation. So for a site, they need to understand the change of business. They need to know how and when they need to place their orders. They need to be able to receive a delivery that's a time that's convenient for them. They need to understand any product changes that might be going through, be aware of the issue resolution process. They need to ensure that they've got all of the key contact details for the Bidfood team. And then internally as well, we need to ensure that we have resourced effectively in every department that it touches upon. We need to make sure that each of those departments is aware of the incoming business and what is important to them and what's their expectations as a business. And then to achieve this, we will set up regular, it might be weekly, monthly, bi-weekly calls. So we'll have an internal call with all of the stakeholders, and then we'll have an external call with the customer to talk through all of the action points that we're following.
So a lot of communication throughout the whole entire process then. Another little myth buster, is mobilisation only relevant to new Bidfood, new business customers?
No, absolutely not. So we will actively support any opportunity that's presented to us. So any additional business wins in our existing customer base, we'll put them through a project plan and make sure that we've got all the steps covered for them. So it could be the addition of the fresh meat category, or it could be Oliver K produce, We'll follow the same steps as it was a new business, and we will understand that there might be different requirements for that additional business. So it could be there's a new person at the site that places the orders for this category. It might be that there's a change in the delivery profile, so they need earlier deliveries or they need additional deliveries. It could be that there's a change in the ordering platform they're going to use, so we need to integrate that into our system. We'll capture all of the requirements in the same way as we would a new business, and then we'll brief it out in the same way to the wider internal teams.
So how do we adapt to our customers' needs? Obviously, our customers are from a range of different sectors, education, government, etc. So how do we adapt to each of their individual needs?
Yeah, it's a really good point. So every customer that we deal with is completely different. They all have different needs. We have a vast array of different types of businesses we work with. So in our kickoff call with the customer, we will make sure that we establish what's the driver for them wanting to work with Bidfood, what's important to them, and what do we need to do to make sure that that is captured and we achieve that as part of a successful mobilization. So in the plan, we will we'll capture additional points as we work through. So for an education customer, like you mentioned, it might be that they want somebody that understands they've got specific delivery times, so we can't be arriving when there's children in the playground, and that they have school holidays that we need to make sure that we've forecasted for when we come back to school after the summer holidays, that we've got sufficient stock in place that we can deliver on their cleaning days. There's lots of different requirements that we'll need to understand. And for someone like a government facility or a port that might have additional security, we'll need to make sure that our drivers are put through whatever security protocols are in place and that they've got the right, it may be a DBS check or some enhanced security requirements for that specific site. So we'll work with the customer to make sure that the drivers have got those in place.
So again, it all comes back to communication is key, to be honest, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So part of the whole mobilisation journey, the mobilisation plan, who is involved? What support functions are there for our new customers?
So there are so many touch points with the mobilisation. Basically, most of our business will be involved at some point. I'm probably going to forget one and offend them massively, but it will touch all departments. So supply chain, finance, account management, corporate procurement, operations, our digital solutions team, marketing, of course, our technical departments. So every department within our business will have some kind of touch point. So we'll capture what those specific requirements are for each customer and adapt the plan to make sure that each department that's relevant is included for every mobilisation that we're working through.
And we'll obviously make sure that each person who's involved from our side has obviously got the person that they need to talk to on the other side of things as well, from the customer's point of view, so they have that direct communication.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about feeding into the main project plan, but also making sure those relationships have started and that they evolve as the contract progresses, so that each department can work with their counterpart as they need to, because it is better for an expert to talk to an expert in the business, and then just feed back in to make sure that we've achieved what is needed.
So in your opinion, and this is a very big question, but how do we achieve a successful mobilisation?
So a successful mobilisation is based on the customer's opinion. So they will have some goals that they want to achieve, and we will make sure that we work through to achieve those. And that would be how we measure a successful mobilisation. In terms of how we achieve that, we would work in a collaborative approach with the customer, and we would need to make sure that we've got sufficient time to achieve the goals that the customer has set out, that we have got the precise information needed to go out to our internal teams so they understand the requirements, and to ensure that we have got clear communication between the customer and ourselves, that we fully understand what is required and that we've achieved that. If we can do all of that, then that means that we've got a seamless transition of the business into the Bidfood network.
So again, it comes back to having that complete transparency on either side, our side and also the customer side, so we know any potential hurdles that may occur on our mobilisation journey, that we're prepared and ready to handle those.
Yeah, absolutely. There will be risks, there'll be issues, there will be things that we need to overcome. It's about capturing those and working together to get a solution in place that works for both the customer and for Bidfood in the long-term journey that we'll have together.
And then again, obviously, that's why we have our kickoff calls. That's why we have the mobilisation plans. It all comes back full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also then will have a call after the mobilisation is finished to hand over to the business as usual team to ensure that they're fully briefed on the customer and that they're carrying that journey forward with the customer.
It's always ongoing support from us at Bidfood. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today, Hayley.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Claudia. Thank you.
Hopefully today we have managed to bust some myths around mobilisation and answer any questions that you may have had. If what you've just heard has made you curious to learn more about how we can support your business, then take a look at the links that are in our episode show notes. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and goodbye.